just in time. He's going diving for shale.
On the shore of the James River, Monacan Chief Kenneth Branham watches tribal administrator Rufus Elliott wade into the shallow water. He opens his hand to reveal something luminescent.
Shell, like little shell pieces. Traditionally, we've made jewelry out of this.
Just across the river, the land is overgrown with trees and shrubs. And while it may not look like much, it is. It was once a capital city called Rossawek, a site that Elliott says isn't just historically important, it's spiritually important.
We say all the time that the ground we stand on is made up of the dust and the bones of our ancestors, and no place probably more identifies with that than this area right here.
Chief Branham is confident his ancestors are buried right over there, and his greatest fear is that construction on a water pump will unearth their bodies.
We need to respect what they did and respect their resting place.
But the Monacan tribe doesn't own the land. Fluvanna and Louisa counties own it. They plan on building a water pump house and short pipeline, even though archaeological testing in the area in the 1980s showed human remains. UVA professor Jeffrey Hantman is an expert in Native American history.
It is highly likely that there are many more burials associated with this chief's village.
Still, the two counties say they need to provide water to the rapidly developing area around Zion Crossroads, and that pulling it out of the river at this spot is the most practical way forward. The water quality is high, and it's close to existing infrastructure. Attorney Justin Curtis says choosing a new spot could mean years before the project is finished.
The area is growing, the population is growing, people are coming. And the question is, are we going to have water available in time for those buildings and new homes to be occupied?
In addition to taking longer, Curtis says moving the pump house could double or triple the cost of the project. Louisa and Fluvanna taxpayers would be on the hook. He says the Water Authority is willing to let tribal members watch excavations, and they've even offered $125,000 to the Tribal Museum.
We've been working with the Monacan Indian Nation for the last couple years to try to do the best we can to accommodate their concerns, their sensitivities, and their needs, and do whatever we can to try to meet them halfway.
Archaeologist Jeffrey Hantman is not impressed.
It's colonial is what it is. It's scientific colonial. It's like, we'll make that decision, and we'll give you these bones, and we'll give you these artifacts. And the Monacans are more, all the tribes today are more sophisticated than that.
The Monacan tribe has hired a law firm, and they have one demand. Don't build on Rossawek.
Virginia Indians as a whole have had a lot of history and a lot of things taken from them.
Tribal leaders Branham and Elliott say protecting this sacred site is one of their highest responsibilities.
On our terms and with our voice, I hope that I'm speaking in a way that would please my ancestors. At the end of the day, you want to go home knowing that you didn't do anything that would be detrimental to their memory.
I always tell children, God made us all, and thank God he made me an Indian. And it's my responsibility to help preserve these places for future generations.
The counties still need a permit from the Army Corps of Engineers before they can build. The Monacan tribe has promised to sue if they get it. In Fluvanna, I'm Mallory Nopane.